Amen. Please find your seats. We're going to try something a little bit different. I know in the past we've had the Dvar Torahs after Shmoneh Esrei, before Second Ashrei. We're going to try a little bit maybe having it before Baruch Shemar to help us get the proper frame of mind. So I want to just add that this is the Dvar Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmat. This is Yablok, Rebbetzin Yablok's father. Tei Menuchato Began Eden. So last week we spoke about, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, we try to talk in this minyan on Wednesdays about things related to the minyan. Specifically last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, it was about tzitzit, the importance of wearing a talit gadol. With the seventh graders yesterday, we spoke about Avram Avinu and how he lived a life where he was always thinking about others and not just about himself like Noach. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Today I want to just talk more generally about what we, as your Rebbe, and what we expect from you in this minyan. And I think the best way to bring that out is with a story. It was a great rabbi. His name was Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. He really just passed away recently, less than a year ago, at 103. And Rav Aaron Leib Steinman was one of the greatest rabbis of our time. And the story goes as follows. There was a boy, let's call him Reuven, and this boy went to yeshiva, like us, went to high school, etc. And at a certain point, he went off the path. What does that mean, he went off the path? He stopped keeping Shabbat, he stopped keeping kosher, he stopped being religious altogether. And this lasted for a number of years. Eventually, he met a nice, lovely lady. Problem is, she wasn't Jewish. Okay. But he really liked her, and they were set to get married at a certain date. Now, obviously, you can understand this came from a religious family. His parents were distraught and very upset over the fact that he was marrying a non-Jewish woman. And their relationship was very, very shaky, very rocky. So the boy said, whatever, this is my life now. I want to get married. I don't care what my parents think. It's not their life. Mind their own business. So a couple of weeks before the wedding, a good friend of his suggested that, you know what, just go back to your parents for a weekend. Go back for, he probably didn't say Shabbat, but go back for a weekend just to try to make up with them before you get married. It's a big day, your wedding day. Your parents should be there. Go spend a weekend with them. You know, try to patch things up a little bit. I don't really want to go. It's annoying. Just do it. Come on. A good friend of his suggested he go for the weekend. And he did. So Friday night, his father goes to shul. He says, you want to come with me to shul, Reuven? No. No thanks. Sleeping. Shabbos morning, you want to come to shul? No, wait. No. Shabbos afternoon, you know, there's a shiur being given by Rav Aaron Leib Steinman in the shul. Do you want to come to the shiur? Yeah, actually, I'll come. Okay, he goes to the shiur, whatever the shiur is about, blah, 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 whatever it is. After the shiur, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman meets this boy, Reuven, and the father tells him, you know, he's getting married, unfortunately, to a non-Jew. And Rav Aaron Leib Steinman asked him, he said, how many years are you not practicing Judaism? How many years already are you not religious? He said, about 4 or 5 years. So Rav Aaron Leib said to him, during those 4 or 5 years, did you ever think a little bit to do tshuva, to return to Hashem, to come back to your tradition? Yeah, here and there I thought about it, whatever, you know, a few times. How many times did you think about it? Approximately. I don't know, approximately 4 times I thought about coming back to Hashem. And each time, how long were you thinking about it? I don't know, 10 seconds. Okay, so 40 seconds. So 40 seconds you thought about it? He said, do you know the reward, the schar you're going to get, that you were thinking about connecting back to Hashem? Hirhurei tshuva, you wanted to come back to Hashem? You thought about it for 40 seconds. Do you know what reward is waiting for you in all of Ahava? Oh my gosh. And slowly but surely the conversation went in a certain direction. And this boy came back to the fold. And he decided to break off the wedding and not marry this woman and become more religious. So as the weeks passed by, the father said to him, listen, I understand Rav Aaron Leib Steinman is a very powerful person. He's influential. But what made you come to the shiur? I asked you to come Friday night. You didn't want to come. I asked you to come Shabbat day. You didn't want to come. And then the shiur, all of a sudden, you wanted to come. What happened? So he said to him, when I was a young boy in elementary school, your age, and Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, at that time, he would go to different yeshivas and give people fahers, or in other words, test them. He would test them, ask them different questions. So he went to my class, and he asked everyone different questions. If you got a question right, he gave you a candy. And when he got to me, he asked me a question. I got it wrong. And then he asked me a little bit of an easier question to see that, to make sure I get it right. And I got that one wrong, too. Then he asked me a really easy question. I got that one wrong, too. 3 questions I got wrong. It was so embarrassing. After the class, Aaron Leib left the room, and I was called into an office where he was sitting, and he gave me 3 candies. I said, why are you giving me 3 candies? He said, in Judaism, we reward people for the effort. not for the result. We reward them for their effort, not for the result. And he gave him three candies because you tried three times. The other boys, they just tried once. They got it right, but you tried three times. I think this story encapsulates what we're trying to do in this minyan. And I think it's important for you to try to take this and internalize it a little bit. In this minyan, what we want you to do is we want you to try. We want you to put your best effort forward. For some of you, that might mean saying Shema and Shmon Esrei, and that's enough. And for some of you, it might be more. Saying the brachos, saying Baruch Shamar, Asherei, Yishtabach, etc., and even more if possible. But you have to try. You have to put in the effort. There was a boy, you know, not in this room, but in this school, and Rabbi Klein, you know who I'm talking about. And I told him that for you, it takes 10 minutes to say one paragraph of Shema, but do you know the reward for saying that one paragraph of Shema? You're saying it slow, Shema, Yisrael. It's about the effort. That's what Hashem looks at. So we should hopefully take this lesson to heart and pray with fervor and excitement. Max. Baruch she'amar ve'aya olam, baruch hu baruch. Baruch gozer mekayem, baruch oseh bereshit. Baruch merachem al haaretz, baruch merachem al habriyah.